Hey now, welcome everybody. This is Nick Taylor, Executive Director of Alumni Relations, welcoming you to the SVSU Cardinal Alumni Podcast for July of 2024. I hope everybody out there had a wonderful 4th of July holiday. We're going to be coming up later in this podcast with some sporting news, university news, alumni news, all the good stuff that you're used to. But let's get started right away with sports. I kind of laugh because usually July and August, we don't have a lot to report on in sports, but we're really excited. This past month, we want to congratulate two of our amazing Cardinal alums. Both Cheyenne Nesbitt and Sam Black competed in the U.S. Track and Field Olympic Trials. So we were excited to watch that. Very proud of all their accomplishments. Cheyenne, who's a 2023 undergraduate alum, and she's a current graduate student athlete at SVSU, she finished 11th in the U.S. Olympic Trials Heptathlon. Sam Black, who's an alum, and he's also a part-time track and field coach here at SVSU, he finished 7th at the U.S. Olympic Trials Decathlon. So amazing work for both Sam and Cheyenne. We're very proud of you. Congratulations on an amazing season. And we can't wait to welcome you back here at SVSU. A little SVSU news now. SVSU is going to offer the first dual entry MSOT, that's a Master's in Occupational Therapy, program in the state. We're the first university in Michigan to offer two MSOT entry points. We're expanding access to the Master's of Science in Occupational Therapy program, enabling students to begin the program in either the fall or the winter semester. That's big news because we've had a lot of OT graduates, or a lot of OT students who are looking to come in and get started in our OT program. And it was difficult because it was only one time a year that most programs, well, actually all the other programs in the state, will allow students to get started. SVSU is going to offer two different options here. And that's really good news for the growing number of occupational therapy students here in the state of Michigan. So very proud of the folks over there in the OT program. Also, we have a little undergraduate news. An SVSU student is preparing his rollout of a small business. Ryan Peltier is an international business major from Midland, Michigan, and he's built his brand. It's called the Morphite Board from the ground up, all here at SVSU. Peltier has filed a patent on his new design longboard, which collapses. Think of like an accordion coming in and out. So it's a longboard skateboard that'll collapse down to make it easier to carry. And what's cool about Ryan in this whole project is he's been using everything from the Dow Entrepreneurship Institute to actually help make his prototype boards here on campus, to the SBDC, which helps small business here in our area, and it's located here on campus. So Ryan's been using all of the resources that small businesses and even you as an alum can take an advantage here. He's been using it as an undergraduate student, and we're wishing him luck as he gets started with the Morphite board. Look for it on the shelves soon. Hopefully we'll be able to support him as it comes out to market. Also, we're very proud. We've had two staff members who were honored with the Heart of the City Awards here in Saginaw this past month. Both David Lewis and Carmen Stricker received their awards during the Heart of the City Awards celebration on June 8th. I love to see both Dave and Carmen get this recognition, being longtime friends. And I've been with the university for over, a couple decades now. Both Dave and Carmen have been really good friends. And to see them win this award here in Saginaw, I can't tell you how honored the university should be to have them as part of our staff here. So congratulations, guys. Super proud of you. Big shout out. Carmen will really appreciate that. All right. Let's move on to some alumni news, things that you should be knowing about, things that are coming up directly for our alum. First off, we're about a month away now. The Alumni Legacy Golf Outing is coming up on August 5th. We are filling up fast. We are over 60% of the way to our 144 golfer goal. And that fills up here these last couple weeks super fast. So if you are planning to join us, we need you to go and register at svsu.edu/alumni. That's our homepage. You'll see the registration form there. The golf outing takes place at Apple Mountain Golf Course here close to Saginaw, Michigan. We love it every year to see as many familiar faces come out. The proceeds for this golf outing actually helps our legacy student program. So you may remember, or maybe this might be the first time you're hearing about it, we do have a legacy program. So if you have a son or daughter, or if you're a grandparent and you have grandchildren who are of college age, know that there's a legacy scholarship that's out there, and the funding, a lot of the funding that comes from that comes from this legacy golf outing that's going to take place coming up on August 5th. We have a lot of fun. It's there are some super serious teams out there that shoot really low, which is pretty amazing to see. A lot of us are there to have a good time, but be sure to check it out online if you're at all interested. Most importantly, and this is probably, I think, the biggest update I have for you, is that nominations are now open and ready for the 2024 Distinguished Alumni Awards. We have 7 awards. Now, those 7 awards range from 1 for each college, right? And then we also have a what we call a Gold Alumni Award. Gold standing for graduate of the last decade. So somebody who's graduated from SVSU in the last 10 years. And we have our Veteran Alum Award, someone who served in the military and is also an alumni of SVSU. If you know someone, or you are someone that you think should be honored with any of these awards, we would love for you to come out to our website, fill out that nomination form. Now, it's a pretty hefty nomination form, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of information in there that we need to get, so be prepared. We're going to ask all about why you think this person deserves the award. Maybe it's career success. Maybe it's something amazing they're doing in the community. But we would encourage you, if you at all, you probably, as soon as I said this, had one person who stuck out in your mind on that, I'm going to challenge you. Please go out and nominate them today. The more nominations we have, the more obviously we have to choose from for the award. But also, we like to acknowledge everybody who's been nominated. So please, 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 if you have someone in mind, take the time, 10, 15 minutes, it's worth it. Believe me, you're going to make their day. Nominate an alum for one of those Distinguished Alum Awards. The last bit of updates from the alumni office is that our class notes are back. We want to celebrate your life's achievements with you. If you've been a longtime listener to this podcast, you know that one of the ways in which we hope to connect with all alumni is to celebrate their success. Well, we can't do that if we don't know. So we want to know, did you get engaged? Are you welcoming a new baby, starting a new job, opening a new business? Whatever it might be, if there's a big update happening in your life, we want to know. Let us know, and we'll share it monthly with the alumni community through our monthly newsletter, that bulletin that comes out just preceding this podcast. And we'll also be using a lot of those updates for our social media content, so the entire Cardinal community can celebrate with you. I'm asking you to let us know. How are you going to let us know? Well, again, we need you to go to svsu.edu/alumni. You'll see the class notes available out there. And click on that form. Give us that update so that we can share it with the rest of the Cardinal community. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today, but obviously we always end these with a question of the day, and today we want to know, we've talked about some of the events that we are already hosting, right? The golf outing, we've given you updates in the past about going to a Red Wings game, going to a Pistons game. We want to know, are there other events out there you would love to see our office host? We're always up for ideas. We have plenty of ideas, but I know that what I attend isn't maybe necessarily what everybody is going to like, right? So we want to know, what other events would you like to see our office host? So send us your ideas. in an email. You can send it right to alumni@svsu.edu. Make sure in the subject you put question of the day. In that, we're going to select some of the best answers out there, some of the best ideas, maybe work on a few, see what we can pull off. But also, we're going to provide a little prize pack that I have here. We've got a t-shirt, wine tumbler, cutting board, things that we can send you for just answering that question of the day. So please send that to us and let us know what you think. All right. Well, that's it. That's it for our podcast for July. Thank you so much for this update, listening to this update. I hope that you have a wonderful July, looking into August. We're in that middle of summer. Enjoy some of the weather outside. Remember that as alumni, we love it when Cardinals stand out in their community. Take care. Go Cards.